Have you ever said something and then you like look back and you regret it and you're like, I wish I could like take that offline?
No, tweets. You can always do that. You really only have to be on.
No, I'm saying, has there been something that's like, it's not yours, it's not your...
Oh, on your platform?
Yeah, it's not your platform, or there's just a piece of work out there that you were just like cringing at that you did.
Like cringe guest on a podcast or something?
Anything.
You gotta be careful on podcasts because they try to bait you into saying wild shit for a clip.
I had did one that I thought was a good joke, but I didn't know that it was a real thing. That's what I'm saying. I was like, I realize this could get taken out right now.
I didn't even realize we started. We just talking about
that. Is
this part of it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You I never say anything.
I mean, candid.
I'm here to edit. So.
No, I didn't say nothing. A podcast I used to do, and I said something about Cicely Tyson. It wasn't bad. It was just like about her age, and then she died right before that episode got
written. Before it dropped?
Oh, we got to go back and take this out. Yes.
Oh, snap.
And I was like,
damn. Yeah. That's understandable.
But that's not really on you.
I mean, it's like,
Remember when People Magazine said Betty White made it to 100 years old before she made it? I was
that
like,
was
yo,
bad.
Why did y'all pull the...
Yeah.
That was bad.
Oh, and they still released it.
Yeah, she had a photo shoot and everything. Like, she made it to 100 years
old. But they changed, like the honorary, to be like, to be like, oh, we honored her.
She had the photo shoot.
At that point, you rounded up.
No, not at the photo shoot.
No, I'm saying she had the... I made it.
Yeah. I made it face.
She knew she wasn't going to make it. That's why she did that photo shoot.
Old
she
was like, never, I'm about to be out here. Never throw an I made it party. Never have an I made it photo shoot. Yeah.
She knew she was gonna be out here.
Taking photos before their birthday so that they can like show them on their birthday.
That's not like because it's different than like these are my birthday photos and these are my thank God I made it to 40. Yeah. Thank God I made it to 25.
But also, like, if you don't make it, nobody sees it. But like Betty White, you had a whole shoot with who was it?
Yeah.
People.
Yeah,
that's kind of different.
We have that one.
Mine just stuck in my phone. Nobody knows.
Janelle loves Betty White.
Who?
My wife loves Betty White. We had that one at the house.
She was great.
Yeah, I did.
Quality old person.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, she was one of my favorites.
You scan her history, at least when I scanned, I didn't see any racism. Yeah. I'm surprised.
Yeah,
I was surprised.
But you know what the other thing is? I feel like she was always old, but even when she wasn't old.
Her name is Sam Jackson. Right. I mean, Morgan Freeman.
She was always old. I don't remember. Even back in the day, early stuff, I looked at her. I was like, oh, she's like the same age. She like never aged.
No. There's some video of her where I was like, all right, Betty could have got this work.
She was,
but she wasn't. Was she acting when she was young?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, in like her 20s.
And
she was modeling and stuff. Yeah.
I've met zero people named Betty in my life.
I know
Betty.
High school with a girl named Betty.
I know a girl named Betty, yeah.
My teacher or
no, a black girl Betty. Named Betty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, is Betty short for something?
Elizabeth.
Hers is just Elizabeth or Bettina.
Is it? I thought it was for Beatrice or something.
It could be Beatrice too.
Betty.
Yeah, I knew a Beatrice.
Elizabeth, are you serious?
Because normally Beatrice, they say B.
Or Beth, and then...
Okay, that makes sense. Beth, Bethany.
This girl in high school was just straight Betty.
Mm-hmm. That was the full first name?
Full first name.
Actually, I know two. But you're right. I had a girl in high school named Betty. That was her first full name.
Did she have gout?
Gout?
No.
Already? Did she have, in high school, she just, oh, shit, my knee. I can't watch track this season.
You born with gout because your name is Betty?
Yeah, if Gertrude, Gretchen, Betty, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't know a Gertrude at this
my
age.
My cousin, her daughter is Lula Mae.
Oh,
Dorothy.
Wait, how old is she?
Lula Mae.
These are kids that was just born during the pandemic.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wait, Lula Mae? Yeah.
Lula Mae, Dorothy. Her oldest is Dana. And then from there, it all got old. And what's my other little cousin?
Did they name her after a grandparent on purpose?
No.
Was Lula Mae
a... none of our grandparents.
So Lula Mae's a baby?
Lula Mae's a baby.
You gotta have that
Lula
Mae
is about... 3 years
Yo,
old.
Yo,
Pat's right
face
now.
Is disgusted, Lula bro.
I'm not disgusted. I'm impressed. I thought that these names were ancient.
Yeah. Like, why you name her that?
You know, it was
a
one of the things.
Name.
Where like, I'm just let you do.
You know what's gonna be weird?
Because she's like, one of them cousins too that'd be like offended by, it, and it's like do your thing.
But what happens when she gets older and hey man, nigga,
then she'll grow into her name.
You smash Lula Mae, niggas. That's not sexy,
Lula Mae.
The problem is when you're young. It ain't even when you get older.
Well, I'm saying because
for me it's the reverse. When I get to be a grandma, it's like Keisha.
My grandma's name is Keisha.
My grandma Kiki. Like,
that's
what?
Lit, though.
Yeah. Kiki.
That's lit.
Miss K. Makes sense.
That's wild.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hear that.
I got a great aunt named Lula Mae.
I hear
that's
that.
On another side of
I don't think Keisha is still going no more.
Oh,
like,
no, no.
Keisha, Tasha.
So here's the thing. Meme that's like, I've never met a young Keisha, right? And everybody think it's so funny and they keep sending this to me. And the whole reason you've never met a young Keisha is because you were young when Keisha was young. Nobody was naming their babies Keishas by the time you got old enough to know a young Keisha.
So your name is going to be old.
That was 70 7
right
to about like 89.
I knew hella young Keishas growing
up. That's all. Right. Except yeah.
No one's not baby named
no,
baby Keisha now.
Yeah. Baby Keisha no more.
Karen is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, Karen's
Keisha
dead.
Is like
yeah.
the Lil May of, you know.
Yeah. People are changing their name. If people named Karen are legally changing their name now. It's crazy. Yeah. That name is
one of my best friend's name is Karen, but she's black. Mm-hmm. Still, like, that sucks.
They can still get this. Yeah.
I know a few preciouses, and that
preciouses?
Sucks.
Preciouses?
That's how you say it.
Right? You said preciouses?
Preciouses?
They're like their legal name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it sucks that when your name is associated with like a stigma or bad person.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Why do people do that though? Why do people name their kids something and call them something else? And when I say that's people, really I'm talking to, where's my camera? I'm talking to my mom and
double
Diddy.
Name.
Wait, what do they call you?
Keisha.
What's your real name?
Your name is LaKeisha.
Oh, it's not.
You ain't gotta do that,
man. No, well, hold on, Keisha.
You ain't gotta do that, man.
Keisha, real name is LaKeisha.
It could be Rakeisha, Makeisha, Takeisha.
Rakeisha?
I know.
It's a lot of Keishas, bro.
You do not know a Rakeisha.
I do know Rakeisha. I know a Rakeisha and a Wakeisha.
I know a Rakeisha.
Makeisha? You work with her.
Makeisha?
Yeah.
Makeisha? Did he change it?
You dated her.
Me?
Oh, cut this out. I told y'all I don't even know a name. I don't. So you said Rakeisha.
Yeah.
I knew hella weird. I knew
Rakeisha. Y'all call her Rakeisha?
Rakeisha, yeah. Rakeisha?
Please tell me you called her Rakeisha.
Really, you just call Keisha. I only know one person, Takeisha, that people really stay call Takeisha. Everybody Takeisha. Else is just, yeah. you just say Keisha.
I didn't know,
you chop the.
I didn't know that name was so customizable.
Stray away from the word Keisha.
You can do anything.
If I have a girl named Nakeisha, she go by Nikki now. Because she said the name Keisha got wore out.
Yeah, that is true.
I had a dude that was like, you should be the representative for all Keishas. He was very surprised at my name. And I was like, well, damn. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I do know a girl named, everybody calls her Lala, but her real name's LaKeisha. Because she didn't want she didn't want people calling her Keisha.
That's why it's a very customizable name.
Mm-hmm.
Changing the stigma.
I hate when you see like black sketches, Keisha's always the punchline name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, come on,
comedian
man.
Yeah. All the time. Yeah.
But tell Keisha I told her to come over here. Like, right. golly, do
it's
another
like, it's
name.
It's like the played out like Jordan jokes.
Yeah. It's like McDonald's. I was at McDonald's the other day. You were not at McDonald's, man. Stop.
Was that you used to have somebody like, yo, man, it's crazy, man. I saw
Bill Cosby at McDonald's. Yeah. That was one of my
so jokes. So they could do an act out of Bill Cosby every time. I was like, nigga, you didn't see no Bill Cosby at McDonald's, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
When comedians have like they're good at an impression, they always have a fake way of getting into it. They be like, man, I ain't gonna believe who I saw the other day. I saw Bill Cosby at McDonald's talking about, let me get a number two.
Pretty sure you did it.
He was not at McDonald's.
He was
Hey, that's the thing about impersonations is like it phases out when that famous person faces out.
Right.
So, like,
it goes away.
Right. So, there's like, I remember I saw Chris Tucker do stand up.
And he
found like a weird way to get back to Michael Jackson.
Hilarious.
And we were just like, okay.
I mean, he's in heaven right now doing this.
But that was what was crazy is that Eddie Griffin came on after him and he was like,
boy.
I'm going to do my final impersonation of Michael Jackson.
Oh,
and everybody was like, yo,
too soon.
Yeah. Wow, that is. I respect edginess and I love that. That's funny.
I hate the cheesy way of getting an impression.
Yeah.
You gotta learn impersonations like right when somebody's blowing up.
Right.
I can ride this wave.
Just keep it kind of relevant. Just be like, all right, you don't make him into that fake scenario. Just be like, you know, what if he did this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Put him there like that. Because if you just try to be like, yeah, like you said, man, he was at Burger King. It's like, nigga.
Don't force it.
Yeah.
He
was in court. He was not.
Right. He was in jail.
He was actually in court.
I'm doing an impression of somebody that nobody knows the voice of. Like, I'm doing an impression of, like, this is Emilio Escobar at Trader Joe's. Like, wait, how does he sound? Is that good or not?
He's just freestyle.
Just talking normal.
You know what's funny? I was a big Emilio Estevez fan. Bigger
Me too.
Than Charlie
Back Sheen. Back in the day, Mighty Ducks.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Was.
I love how him and Charlie Sheen just took different names.
He was just like, I'm not going to go there.
I'm not going with that last name.
And all that shit happened with Charlie Sheen. He was like, whoa. I'm an Estevez, motherfucker. Look at
Wait, is he even like any type of like Hispanic, Latino?
Real brother.
For sure.
No, I'm saying like for his last name, that he just took a Latino.
His mama's
like,
name.
Oh, that's his mom's name.
And then Charlie Sheen took his dad's name.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen and Louis C.K. being Hispanic were.
Louis C.K. shocked.
Wait,
for
Louis
sure.
C.K. He is
like Mexican.
He's Mexican.
Like 100%?
Really? Like
half, maybe?
Half.
Or quarter?
Like ginger?
Was like born in Mexico.
Yeah. But that, so is Lupita Nyong'o, but that doesn't mean
but
she's
here's the
Mexican.
Thing. I mean,
she's born in Mexico?
You got to think.
Yeah, she grew in Mexico.
Wow. Canelo Alvarez, redhead. She looks white. If he spoke English perfectly, you probably
British, African, Mexican.
Yeah. A lot is happening right now.
Yeah.
Her dad was like, he was an ambassador. Something like that. That's but wild. She was like, yeah, raising. So she speaks Spanish.
I mean, that's why her Spanish was so great in Black Panther.
Just
it
because
was amazing. Yeah.
You don't have to be, you don't have to have the genetics, but if you're born there, you're technically a Mexican, right?
Like, what's his name?
Why'd you pause so dramatically?
Like, you're saying that so
because I was careful with his words. Yeah,
I was talking to the line. I was like,
I want to fuck this up. Citizenship. Like, a white person can be an African.
Right. Like, Charlize Theron is
21 Savage, born in Germany.
African.
Yeah.
Jay Carlton, born in Germany also.
Yeah.
My little cousins was born in
Ice. Ice.
They were. My cousin went over there with one kid. They came back with like five. I was like, what the fuck? And one of my little cousins talk like she's one of them. Like, they speak the language. They speak a bunch of different languages.
Wait,
but
what country?
In Abu Dhabi. You know how a lot of times the foreigners are speaking English and they're not very, like, proficient in it, how they're kind of be like, how you say?
Yeah.
So my little cousin talk like that. We'd be like, girl, why are you doing that? She'd be like, cousin,
so she speaks like Farsi.
She speaks English. She do, but she also speaks English. That's her first goddamn language. She be over there acting like her little friend.
She say how you say.
Yeah, she be acting like her little friend. Be like,
how you say ocean?
Yeah. You just said it.
You
you said it more permanently, but no accent.
She be wanting to act like her little friend.
How do you say subscribe to my OnlyFans?
All right, that's a good place to get started. Welcome to
Squadcast.
You know we do this every week right here on All Deaf. I want to welcome our special guest of the week, Miss Keisha E., Keenan Baker, and of course, Dion Lack, and OG Squad, Patrick Cloud, myself, Meg Scoop. We'll be right back after this.
This episode of Squadcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. During the week, sometimes I struggle with my time balancing my family and friends and myself. It can be so easy to get caught up in what everybody else needs from you and never take the time or the moment to think about what you need for yourself. Sometimes I just need a mental break from life and I don't get that chance because I'm trying to help out other people in my life. So when we spend all of our time giving, it can leave us feeling stretched thin and burnt out. Therapy can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. And that's why I love therapy. When I can't balance my time, I talk to my therapist and they give me the skills to be able to do that. And therapy has a bunch of benefits to help you, like learning positive coping skills, knowing how to set boundaries, and it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. Therapy is not just for those who have experienced major trauma. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time with no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/squad today to get 10% off your first month, all right? That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/squad. And again, we thank BetterHelp for sponsoring our podcast.
Welcome back. Would you rather live in London versus Tokyo?
You say for the rest of what? Is it for the rest of your life still?
Yes, for the rest of your life. You can visit other places, but this is your, like, you have to live in this city like 50% of the year.
I would say Tokyo is cooler because they just got a Super Nintendo World.
Yes.
that's what you're gauging it on?
As a nigga that's been to neither, I'm using nothing but my imagination. I would say if it was for the rest of my life, London is like a national airport that has more access to like a bunch of places, including the U.S. I feel like if you're in Tokyo, you kind of tucked.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I feel like.
What do you mean? They have an airport that goes everywhere too.
But I'm saying you got to fly across the world like to do stuff with everybody in my life.
Minimum flight 20 hours.
Right.
To the U.S.
Right. So okay. London is kind of like more tapped in with the rest of the world.
You're going to be making brand new friends out there.
Like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But you still want to be in the mix.
If you go to London, first thing you got to do is say food. You gotta say food.
Food?
Yeah, you watch, what's the name? What's that show called? Top Boy? You never seen Top Boy before?
That's what they call the drugs, though, right?
Yeah, London. Get the food.
I heard their food wasn't that great, though. Yeah. No, not their drugs.
I was like, wait, what are you?
I'm not tapped in like that. But I heard the actual edible food.
That's what makes me scared to kind of, for both of these places. I have to see. I would probably want to go visit both first to test
Tokyo
out the food.
Probably got fire food.
Because if I go there and the food is trash for the rest of my life, like that's.
London food is not that great. I don't personally like Asian food though. So Tokyo. Yeah.
I love
Asian. I was over there eating Shake Shack and pizza.
Japanese food is my favorite. Other part of that is like Japan is more of like a, what is it, a mono, like, it's not a whole bunch of races. There's like everybody's Japanese. Whereas in London, you've got British people, you've got Jamaicans, you got India. There's like a lot of people.
Yeah.
Some niggas racist over there still, too.
Only thing
they racist. They are. Don't get it wrong. They racist in both places.
But I think.
But
I think,
I'm probably not going to date an Asian dude. So, like, I'm going to go to London.
What if he was, like, tall and fine, like that one dude in the movie?
She's like, in the movie?
It's not going to work.
Yeah, he was, I forgot. It was, like, James Bond movie or something. It was one of those action
But also,
movies.
I would say London, too, because you can go to so many different places. It's a train ride away from Paris. It's an hour flight to where, you know, in Venice. You can go to Italy. You can go, like, all of these different places.
London do sound more of a flex.
Well, Japan is close to, like, Korea.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. I mean,
don't get me wrong. I love Japan. Yeah. I love Tokyo. Tokyo, I had a blast. I had a great time.
I'm not going to be an asshole if I don't say it because I'm like, I watch too much anime. I got to go there. Like, I got to.
It's
gotta,
not like how it is in anime.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like,
where's
at least from what I think that I like.
What's happening here? Y'all normal people.
Everybody doesn't have big eyes. Yeah.
That would be the only issue, is it's like, yeah, like you said, walking around, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb there. Like, it's going to, besides probably a military base, you're going to be like, all right, he did, oh, somebody stole something, black guy. It's like, oh, shit. You know, if you go to London, you're going to still kind of fit in. And then you have to learn a new language either. In London, you can still speak English and be private.
I like the accent.
But if you don't fit in, you probably pop way faster.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, rapping. The other part that's true. Like, what you do. It's different from, like, if you, like, grew up in a white neighborhood and you're black, right? There's difference in America because that you know what that racism feels like. But, like, when you go over there, they looking at you like, Michael Jordan. Yeah. Like, you're, like, so cool. And you'd be like, okay, just because you're black.
Michael.
It's different.
Yeah. A 5'9" Michael Jordan? I'll take it, I guess.
Yeah. Michael
Jordan. You're still taller than him.
Yeah.
That's true. Right? Only stereotype I can think of is the neon lights of Tokyo and Tokyo Drift.
Like,
I can't even picture anything there. I've never been.
Let's hear more from Keisha.
I know I know this is completely different.
I have no idea.
But my brother's been to, I know China's not, you know, Japan, but it's like, my brother told me too. He did tell me from a even like a driving standpoint, you know how the stereotypes of like driving, how people are like, man, they can't drive. It's just like, nah, it's not that they can't drive. It's that you have to drive like aggressive out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like worse than New York. And it's like, I can imagine even out there, it's just as crowded, it's just as packed, it's just
it's
as crazy.
Yeah.
And for you to drive, if you're not bumper to bumper, ass to ass, just getting over for no reason, you're not going to get over. So it's like, that's how they normally drive. It's not that
makes
they actually
sense.
Drive.
They're really strict in China, too. Yeah. Like in hotels, they were like, are you married? Like, dang, I can't just check in with this nigga. He's not my husband.
Like, that is like,
wait,
is
this what we doing here? Are you married or what?
Or, like, you can't stay here, or you gotta get separate rooms.
Yeah, that's
they do
that.
Wait,
what?
Like, I can't go check in with you. Like, we just about to go get this. Like,
they do that in some Islamic countries, too.
Yeah.
Do you have to prove marriage?
I don't think they like prove it, but you have to like to them it's kind of like honor, like you're not gonna lie about it, right? They don't know if you're lying, but
you
in their culture you don't lie about it.
And in an Islamic that makes more sense because I understand that, but like is it a religious thing there or something? Is that why?
I don't know the reason. I just know that they are very strict about.
So what did you say?
Because like Facebook, I think, was banned.
What did you say, Keisha, when they asked you? What did you
say?
She laughed. She's like, okay,
I got nothing
damn.
For you.
To the Marriott, I go.
I got no paperwork. I got no paperwork for you.
So,
why'd you just say yes?
Yeah.
What are they
going to do? Like, we didn't see the license.
Let me see the pictures.
Where's your ring at?
Listen, I only like to go to jail in places where
that
I know
true.
I can get bailed out real quick.
Easy reason to be in jail.
Like, I don't want to mess around.
That is true.
Tokyo was dope. I mean, I personally don't like Asian food, so that wouldn't work for me.
What is
I was over there eating
prison?
Like...
You don't like sushi? You don't
no.
like...
I was
Chinese
over there literally
all,
eating
like,
pizza,
like...
Shake Shack. I was finding all the Americanized places
damn.
I could find.
They have such innovative like stuff over there that I'd much rather...
And the sushi that y'all eat here is not real
that's
sushi.
That's what I'm saying.
So even my friends who I went with that eat sushi was like, oh, shit.
They don't have a fried
it's
kind of
like Mexican how our Taco Bell is not like authentic Mexican food. Like their sushi isn't. They don't have rolls. It's not like
it's hand wrapped.
It's the fish
like,
over rice,
spicy tuna crunch.
Oh, that's most of theirs. Just fish over rice.
Yeah,
type.
Or
oh,
just
okay.
the fish.
Gotcha. It is very packed. Like when I say the subway opened and it was like 300 people got off and was just like scattering. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Like close up on you when you was on the subway.
Yeah.
Yes, because you packed in there, but people don't talk. The subway is
and that's why
quiet.
When they come that's here, when they be on your ass here, you be like, yo, back your ass.
It was kind of like me and my friends
kind of like,
you know what I mean? It was kind of like, okay, and people was looking like,
don't say
talk.
Anything.
You
be at international.
Probably because it's breath. It's so many people in here.
That's why yeah. I was. They had masks way before the pandemic.
Oh, for sure.
But also the smog. Yeah, the smog and stuff over there in the air. It was fun. I mean, it's stuff to do.
How's the pickpocketing there?
It's probably easy.
Rakeisha makes sense. You don't like the food, for what you said, from a male attraction wise. You don't the man. Like, so it's like you ain't going to be getting it on out there. You ain't going to be to eat out there.
It's
just, that sounds miserable.
It's much further. Nobody in my family is going to
there's a whole bunch of little Navy dudes over there in Japan.
We met some Navy dudes.
There you go.
Army but dudes.
Smash
they
some sailors.
Like,
some sailors?
Tokyo dick. Fast and Furious Tokyo dick.
London is more, it feels more like America. Yeah, like a New York. It feels more like America. Like you said, you do have diversity. You have, you know, there's African people over there. People speak English. It is a closer flight and a cheaper flight. You can go different places. It's really quick to go, like, a bunch of different countries. Like, when I went over there, we went to, like, 6 different countries in that same one trip.
Yeah.
The food is not great. However,
really, even though there's like a lot of Caribbean,
they be eating beans for breakfast.
Well, we had one good at all. It was
even though Caribbean food wasn't good.
I didn't have Caribbean food.
Caribbean food is fire over there.
It should be.
And somebody had threw a brick through Buckingham Palace window. I was like, this is ghetto. Why?
What?
I don't know. It was
colonization.
Just, it was a whole thing over there.
I think for me, London looks
but it was fun.
It was a palace. London looks hella old to me. That's what I don't want to see castles and shit.
It is. Now,
I
want to see castles, that pound going to hit you over the head. So I don't know if we coming over there with U.S. dollars or what, because currency exchange. Because
Tokyo is
new.
Technically innovative. And it's just like, you're going to go there, it's going to be a lot of shit that we don't have here yet. Like, even I remember, like, a homegirl of mine, she showed me the hotels years ago when they already had like your phone stuff on the screen for the on the mirrors and the hotel rooms. Wow. This is before, way before we was getting it and seeing
y'all
it online.
Still got that iPhone 17.
They got AI that is like the robots that they show. It's always a Japanese country. Have y'all noticed that when they're like, this robot like can do everything and she has great responses, and it's still like, y'all a few years off from making.
But then
it, like,
you also
got to
worry
real,
about.
But, like, it's cool.
They have like tsunamis and stuff over there, right?
But it also rains all the time in London. Yeah. It's like always rainy. It's like Seattle, but worse.
Well, it's worse in Seattle?
No, London. London's always rainy, gloomy.
Yeah.
But then in Japan, you do have seasons, but you also have there's a chance of tsunami.
My main thing is the language barrier. Because at least in London, a lot of them can probably speak English.
It's English.
And it's just like,
that's a big one.
And it's just like, that's where you're going
to. No, but a lot of, I think
I got to find
they
Christian
know
church.
English, right?
In Tokyo?
I think a lot of.
They might. They might.
We're the only country that.
Some of them spoke English, but not a whole lot. Like, I was on and off them subways trying to figure it out. Like, okay.
There wasn't a lot of English speakers out there?
Or they was acting like they don't.
Because the main language is Tokyo or London.
If you went to a hotel, you had some people, but not everybody there.
In Tokyo
or
London, what are you talking about?
In Tokyo. In London, way more people.
Because English is their first language.
But in Tokyo, it was like, you might find somebody. I mean, people who had hotels, some of them spoke English, but not everybody.
What other languages do they speak in London?
Like New York. Think about New York. It's like the main language is English, but then there's a bunch of different speakers from different countries.
Yeah, because I thought French was his first language out there.
English is the first language.
In London?
Oh, am I in the wrong geography? Yeah.
English?
But you have people over there that speak
who invented
it,
English.
But
English is the first language. Oh, but English comes from England.
I swore it was French.
Keep that in.
Yeah, I'm cutting that.
We need all that.
Would you do that, Pat?
What?
They didn't speak French out there?
No, I asked
the
question.
Are you being serious?
But I mean, that's not serious.
Why would
in
you France? Not know that English wasn't the first language of England?
Oh shit, that was funny as hell. Wow.
I mean, oh shit.
Did you think London was in France?
I thought London and French was all like, kind of close
European,
together.
I mean, they're across
they're
the river, but the French and the English hate each other. They don't.
That's like the U.S. and Mexico. That's like their native language is Spanish and ours
but
is English.
But they're here in California, the first language is Spanish.
You almost said Mexican.
What is this Spanish?
Pat and I are from here, going to school. We had.
But you're saying learn Spanish, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I can't go to if they don't speak English in Tokyo. Like, I tried to learn Spanish since middle school, and I como te amo. That's what I got. that's from like sixth grade.
Funny.
Except from sixth grade to 12th grade, And I remember I actually passed Spanish 1 anyway because I punked my Spanish teacher because he was kind of like, you know, a soft dude.
Too bad for you.
I was like, I ain't getting no C in this. Maybe you put a B on there. Yeah. He was just like, all right, maybe if you just change, put an accent there, Keenan, I'll put a B. And I'm like, all right, I'll put an accent. He gave me a B and then I got the Spanish 2.
He fucked
it. He knew.
And then Spanish 2, because I think he knew I was going to suffer in Spanish 2. So when I got to Spanish 2, I had a transfer schools. And then the teacher that I had there, he was also an assistant basketball coach, and he didn't like me. So he was just like, I don't even fuck with you anyways. You're not, like, I failed his class twice. And he loved it. Like, he was, like, proud. Like, oh, you're back again, Keenan. Good to see you.
We're going to get you some therapy.
I don't know any Spanish.
All right,
where are y'all picking? Would you rather live in London for the rest of your life or rather live in Tokyo? What you picking, Keisha?
I'm picking London.
London.
What's up, London? I'm
yeah,
convinced.
London. I was talking about the characters. You can't even read what they got to say to it, right? Because they got characters, right?
No,
in Tokyo?
It's letters. Letters.
Isn't that
Chinese, it's both
Chinese,
Japanese. They have characters.
See, look at
they have characters, well, but they also
Japanese.
Writing words.
Wait, regular words.
No, it's like alphabet.
But you go and are you? Do we got to take our significant others too?
Wait, what? This nigga, he in love, y'all. Yeah. Said, sorry, y'all.
Wait, no, he said, do we have to
anywhere in the world?
Meaning, because I know if I do have to take my wife. Tokyo's out the picture. She's just like, nigga, we not doing this.
If it's just you.
London's romantic.
If it's just you.
I'm going to lean towards Tokyo.
I'm going to go. I'll go with Tokyo. Just because I like
brand.
Asian food.
You know? I love Asian food.
That's like, what I was like, man, you got to say Tokyo. So
Asian and Mexican food is probably like my top
London,
two.
But I can't do the gloomy weather and colonization.
Low-key. Out of all the Asian food, I think I like Japanese food the best.
That's what I'm saying. I love it. And the real authentic one. All right. We'll be right back after this. All right, guys. We are back. Would you rather go on a $50,000 shopping spree in Gucci versus a $100,000 shopping spree at Target?
Oh, my God. That's
Target.
Easy. Gucci, you might get one thing.
Right.
What an irresponsible asshole is going to pick Gucci.
Right. $100,000 at Target?
Dion, don't do it. Don't do it, Dion.
Look at Dion.
Dion, don't do it. Don't be the guy, man.
I'm thinking Gucci about the flippage. I'm thinking I can flip this much.
Oh, that is true. You could flip.
You know? And then I can go back to Target and get my $100,000 worth.
Dion, how many people you know want to buy Gucci from you?
Come on, man. I am a hard sale. You're right.
Hey, brother,
he'll be like, I've never seen you in Gucci.
All of a sudden, he got everything.
You just gotta be fake, Dion.
The only reason Dion wanna do it is so he can wear a trench coat with everything in it with no clothes on. I got no clothes on, but I got all this.
Dion would have to buy the CCTV of him walking into Gucci in my and just play that behind him.
I'll be real with you.
I was there.
I've never seen anything in Gucci that I loved. That was like, I gotta have this.
I definitely take the 100K in Target. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You need stuff every day from Target. Yes. You don't need a Gucci outfit every day.
And you only get one for $50,000 anyway.
But Target, you can get that could probably last you.
Can get but
I feel like Gucci too is like you can't have on a bunch of Gucci. That shit just it looks fake.
Silly.
It begins to look fake when it's just all the Gucci print, and then it's like gaudy and like.
But Target will last you years. I went to Target to buy like, and I bought like 7 outfits for like under almost like $100.
Yeah.
And I was like, I look fresh too. I was like, I look clean.
And you get groceries too.
Well, I will say Target has stuff they get.
I would get all good stuff. I would get, oh my God. Oh my gosh, y'all. Yeah. Y'all are getting
so excited.
Yeah, right? I'm like $100,000.
TVs, groceries,
outfits.
Exactly.
Socks, medicine, condoms.
Your whole house is going to be changed. Yeah. And can you start, you can shop at Target online too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nigga, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
I can go Target online. You can get everything.
And you just go, like, it's always a reason to go to Target anyway.
Yeah.
You really have like.
I'm buying y'all
still
niggas stuff from Target.
Left on my gift card.
Yeah.
Online changes it though, because low key, have you ever been to a Target and you were like, this is trash?
Right.
Like the layout is crazy. They're like missing some sections.
Oh, so you only go to one Target.
Like those big ones, right?
I only go to the one by my house.
If it has its own parking
targets,
lot,
be like,
then I think
if it's not an upstairs downstairs Target,
they
don't have much.
Yeah, I feel like I'm cheating, and I feel like
yeah, because a lot of upstairs downstairs Targets have more options. But like,
I know
the one on La Cienega gets fire.
The one
I feel like the West, look, I don't like city Targets because they, while you be like, oh yeah, that's got a lot of stuff, that ain't
what's
nothing
the,
on
the
a country
difference?
Target.
It's like
because
that's
you think about,
smaller.
You think about
super
what
small.
City, they're tinier.
They're smaller. And so you're saying like upstairs, downstairs, that still ain't got nothing on
that's true.
Like a country Target that is just spread out, sprawling.
It's like literally the whole shopping center is that Target in the country.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Starbucks inside.
Yeah,
if it's attached to a mall.
Yeah.
That's like $100,000 worth of happiness.
Yeah.
Low key. And how I would want to do it in store.
How many years are you
going to
spend that money? Probably like five, maybe more years.
Nah, I might blow that.
Nah, I'm going to say, I was like, nah, I ain't going
to last.
That's
going to
be expensive.
No, because
I'm never shopping at another store. Like $100,000. Everybody gift is coming from Target every year, every season. I got to change my outfit.
Nobody else getting nothing.
Nah, here's the catch. You have to spend it all at once.
Oh, boy.
No problem.
So if you get a bunch of furniture.
You got one day to spend it.
Yeah,
no
so if you
problem.
Have
one receipt,
put it into store.
Now you've done too much.
The difference
one day, I'm going to
all the Target.
Strict ass wizard, one receipt. You got a loaner receipt, CVS receipt.
So that's it. If you come under that, like if you spend $50,000, then that one receipt is it. You lose that $50,000.
I'd still rather do the Target than Google.
You got to
because when Target is an experience, and when you go in there and you got $100,000 on this gift card or whatever it is, that is a
fire.
That's
it's an experience. If you go on
store.
Gucci with $50,000, it's like, all right, let me get these 5-6 items and then you're out. Target, I could be in there all day.
What section of Target do you guys think you would spend the most money in?
Electronics. Easily
home,
electronics.
Home
hold on, but if you
like
go
furniture?
Over
like
if you go over the 100,000,
like
you lose all of it.
I'm about to say toiletries. Linen.
Tools? Oh.
So bedding.
That's different though, because there's bedding.
All the things.
And there's bathroom, right?
And TVs.
Yeah. But I'm saying in home goods. All home goods.
That's all home?
Where I would spend most of it.
I would be in the little makeup section, because now that they got Ulta in there.
They got everything. I keep forgetting about these other sections.
Why do I need to go to Ulta? I just go to Target.
Shout out to Tabitha Brown, you know?
Tab Brown, yeah. Right? Oh, my gosh.
In Target, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get anything
But if you go over 100,000, you lose all of it.
Still support it.
What do you mean?
Say again?
If you go over 100,000.
I'm not. You're not about to play with me.
You
you're
lose
not
all
about
of
to play with me.
If you go over the 100,000.
Oh, she got to do math? Oh,
that's
damn.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm
wait, you said you have to use it all in one day.
Nigga forgot about tax.
I'm over another 100,000.
Wait. If I have to use all of that money one day, then I'm doing Gucci.
That's where I would fuck up.
Because you're going to have hella items that you ain't going to be able to fit in your crib with 100,000. You think
I'll get a storage unit. I don't care. You understand?
Wait, you have a Target card? No. You use your own money.
I use my own money. That's
storage,
fine.
You just got 100 grand
the
worth of stuff.
The experience of being in Target all day brings me more joy.
I want to see what the most expensive thing is in Target, man.
Going in. Like
you know how crazy that is to buy $100,000 worth of stuff and then to put all of it in storage? Never fucking see it.
I got it though. I just had to get it to say. Now that I got it.
Imagine the niggas in the parking lot like, wait till she get out here. We can rob her ass. Taking all that shit.
They don't even like you in Gucci. I do have some Gucci items. I ain't gonna throw them away.
Might
but.
Be too much money, low key.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Especially now when you said one day you gotta spend it.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if it's possible to spend $100,000
after a certain amount of money
by yourself in one day at
Target. Yeah. I feel like I'll start buying stuff I don't need. $2,300. All right, I can flip that. Have Vin
that?
Diesel sign it and
put
it on eBay. Why would that
you
be
know
Vin
Diesel? Put it on eBay.
What?
And you sell it for $2,400.
But you have to. So here's the deal.
Yeah,
you got to buy everything in your size.
Yo, we flipped it for less money.
If you
got
to spend all the money in Target in one day,
put out four.
You can only buy something
your name off right now. Take the name off.
Dio's the only one who has to go to work after this scenario.
Oh, shit.
Now you gotta sell everything for double.
But also, I'm just gonna buy Target gift cards. With whatever I have left.
Yeah. That is true. Now, everybody know they're going to get their Target gift
card.
That's
smart as hell.
The gift cards are for me,
you can
man.
Also buy gift cards
just
at other places at Target.
You get the
you
rest
said
of
what?
The money
you can buy gift cards
day.
At other places at Target, too.
Wow.
Oh,
to Gucci.
That's
to Gucci.
You back on.
Gucci got a gift
Gucci
card.
Gucci ain't got no
gift card. Gift cards like opens up the multiverse.
Yeah.
They got Roblox gift
cards. Great,
Keisha. Gucci ain't got no gift cards.
They ain't got no damn Gucci gift cards.
That's what they
don't. Let's see. Hold on.
They got Bahama Breeze, okay? Because I just looked at this. They got BW3s. They got
they got Visa gift cards.
Yeah, they have Visa. They have American Express, Discover. Mm-hmm. They have all
those. They
got
Delta gift cards.
So that's what I'm saying. If you get a Visa gift card at Target, and you put a hella bread on it, you just use it anywhere. Use it at Gucci.
Yeah. Nigga, you could buy Starbucks in there for while you shop. I still consider Target.
You own a Starbucks
you
now? You franchise
lunch.
One?
You can get lunch. That's crazy.
That's a work shift right there. Like, okay, so from 9 to 6. Well,
I
don't
buy every book.
And they have Icy's.
But you can't have nobody help you. You got to fill up every individual shopping
cart.
And get in
a
gift card.
I have a cart full of Jenny's ice cream. That's $500 right
yeah,
there.
That's funny. See? Yeah.
Damn. And you got to fit in your car.
I'm a cheap shopper. That's why it would be hard for me to do it by myself.
And like, then here I am on my Target app. Like, hold on a second. I think I got a discount on that.
Like,
Hey, that's smart as hell, though.
No, you don't have the a sign that takes them.
Right. The wizard would be like, you fucking serious?
And I don't even know why I do that. I literally scan, like, my cart full of items. I'll scan it to see, like, okay, that one has a coupon. And it'd be like, you save 17 cents.
Is it ever worth it, man?
Yes, 17 cents that I don't got to give to the man.
Hey, some people, you ever see, like, a documentary about those couponers?
Yes.
They'll go fully shopping, and the restaurant owes their money back.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a full bill like, shit.
But people like that, man, you just like, you're the person that holds up the line. Like, now we're behind you for 20 minutes because you're like, let me just scan this.
So then they're bringing out the big Pokemon card. Give me your 17 cents then, and I got to do this. Boom.
But then go to self checkout because you got to go to an actual.
Oh, Keisha got all the answers, yo.
What if you still got caught?
The funny thing is,
you're putting stickers on the other thing.
I want to lower this right now.
I can see you.
You got a cart full of stuff, you still got $95,000 on your gift card. Like, wait a minute.
Now
you
got
10 flat screens.
Nigga, socks were scanned 30,000 times.
Target is empty. They ain't got no more inventory. And then he made $20 that day. What
Target owe you money at the end. Just like, oh, shit. You said 100,000.
Let me ask y'all a real question. Y'all going to buy something for the homeless at least?
Yes.
You can buy some stuff.
Yes.
You said you can, but you're not?
You can buy some stuff for not you. Like it that. Wouldn't be my first thought.
It would. Right. Not, but no,
of course
presented
not.
It. Yeah.
That would kick in last 7
my mama
grand.
Wasn't going to get nothing. Do you think I was thinking about a home?
Grand.
After people start judging you, like, why do you have all this stuff? You know, I should give it away.
Right. That is what you said. There are a few homeless people that hang around
outside. I would just get the price of the entire grocery store and then see if I can fit that in my budget. Like, let's say the entire grocery store was $5,000. I would pick out what I want and then just give the rest away.
But what they going to do with it? The homeless? Grocery section at Target is frozen
shit
food.
Shit going to spoil, bro.
Where they going to cook
gonna spoil,
it?
Dog.
I can't cook it. I can't cook it. Thank you for this rack of lamb.
That's only produce, y'all. Produce. There's a lot of stuff. There's produce. Thank there's
you.
A lot of
there is, for sure.
I mean, chips, you can get them fruits and chips, yeah. But not like food.
Homeless people be having microwaves?
Thank you for this raw rack of lamb.
It depends.
Hey, homeless means a lot of things now. It's not just the nigga with the stick and the polka dot.
It's home free.
What?
Okay.
Just like under the freeway. Like, they be in like having houses and not houses, but like in couch surfing and at the gym.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's true.
So I feel like you can do something with a pop,
okay. So
a chicken
do we even need to take a vote? We're all just gonna pick the 100.
Don't
we
do
all
it. Don't do it, Dion. Don't do it.
We all got
Target.
So excited. What are you doing, Dion?
I'll do 100,000.
What's the other one?
Really?
Gucci.
50K
Gucci. Like, I forgot.
I can still flip that.
So what are you gonna do?
You
everything
from
Gucci gotta be in your size though. You can't buy anything.
You can't put that
size.
Stipulation.
If you gotta do it all at one day at Target.
Is that the girl who only want to do the stuff for herself?
Because he made it. He made it.
You
want to
be like, well, Keisha, you can only buy your size.
I didn't get a belt.
He made it.
You get a belt.
You gotta spend it all in one day on one receipt, and you can't go
all over. All Dion can do is get a backpack, nigga. That's not.
No, we were wait. We were talking about helping the homeless and doing a whole bunch of shit that wasn't for us.
Well, they got a 6'5" homeless man.
Yeah, you gotta resize my size.
You gotta find niggas in socks.
I gotta get some socks.
That's all I can get. Horrible, bro.
What you going with?
I'm gonna go with 100,000.
Okay, so it's unanimous. Yeah. We're gonna go on that 100K shopping spree at Target. We'll be right back after this. We are back. Would you rather have a lightsaber versus a hoverboard?
Yo, I'm just saying, I know it's off screen, but Cam was so upset. He was like, because he's a Star Wars fan. He's like,
I
a
don't.
Light?
Okay, let me.
You don't know what.
You don't know what a lightsaber is?
You don't know what a lightsaber is? You know
Star Wars.
For Star Wars?
Yeah. Star Wars? No.
You don't have to have ever
you
seen
had commercials. Yeah.
No.
It's not a glow stick. It's a lightsaber. It's like a laser, but
it's
like
a sword.
Yeah.
And what does it do?
It can cut
through. It's like a sword.
You know Darth Vader?
Is this in real life or this
no,
is
no, man.
You know what
he's
in real life?
You've seen Darth Vader before, right?
No, I haven't.
Darth Vader.
Have you heard of Darth Vader?
No. I just saw Coming to America, Pat. Come on now.
Hang
on.
It's not a black movie, Keisha.
But why would I see Darth Vader? Why would I see Darth
Vader?
You had
it. I've never seen Star Wars.
Luke, I am your father.
Have you heard of Darth Vader?
This guy.
I don't know nothing about him.
I've never seen a costume or nothing like this.
If I saw him walking down the street, I wouldn't know a thing.
Show her a lightsaber.
All right, what about
okay, it's basically a laser sword.
It has
a sword. No, it can like chop this thing in half. It's like a sword. It just happens.
You
to
had
be a laser.
Seen this stuff before. Maybe not know what it is, but you had seen
funny.
It.
I love how she just stayed. She just stay out of the business.
Where'd you grow
like,
up?
I don't know what
you
they did.
You said Detroit.
Keisha,
hell
high school,
no.
We didn't have lightsabers in Detroit.
Nobody has a lightsaber. Exactly. So why would I?
Did y'all have movies in Detroit?
Yes.
No, they had picture shows.
I was watching Star Wars.
Keisha, there wasn't a picture show. All right.
You were watching anything. Keisha, apparently, not even coming to America.
I was watching the news, okay? I was watching Channel 7
at 9.
I was. That was one of my favorite shows.
You watched The Simpsons? Ninja Turtles?
Channel 9, yeah.
I watched The Simpsons.
They're not
the
real,
Turtles,
but you know
but
they
I've
are.
Never watched Star Wars. Like, I'm not interested in Star Wars.
But you know of Star
they're
Wars,
in, they're in
future?
Space.
Yeah. But you know
space?
Of it, though.
That's not my jam.
But you know of it. That's all that matters.
I've heard Star Wars because I hear people say stuff about it, and I'd be like, I don't know what they talking about.
You said it's in space?
You can see it, like, come on TV, and you just flip the channel.
Star Wars.
Right. The biggest franchise in the world.
No.
Well, also, hoverboards don't exist, so we could still do this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we just need the rules of the lightsaber and the rules of the hoverboard.
Yes. So is a hoverboard like Marty McFly's hoverboard?
It is a skateboard that flies.
Wait.
But that's the thing.
Wait a
flies?
Have you heard of Back to the Future?
No, don't do that because
yes,
Star
I've heard
Wars
of
is
it.
Way bigger.
I've heard of it.
But you know what a hoverboard is?
Guys.
God.
Okay. We have to ask you, Keisha, because clearly you didn't know what a lightsaber
Marty
is.
Marty McFly would be like flying around like dee 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 dee.
It's a skateboard.
It's
that
a
don't
skateboard
have wheels and
it
floats.
It floats.
It hovers. It floats.
I thought it was a thing everybody's been.
Well, so they do have
the
things that are called
are
hoverboards that have wheels.
Those
are
hoverboards.
But they call them hoverboards.
Because we don't have technology to float an actual hoverboard.
I thought that's what you were talking about.
It came from that, essentially, though.
But,
it came from
but are we talking name. About, like, Marty McFly's that's just, like, this much off the board or, like, a static shock one that's flying all over the place?
No, it kind of just hovers like that.
So we're doing Back to the Future hoverboard.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a skateboard with no wheels,
so
basically.
You
want
to be in Back to the Future or Star Wars is the question. Is that what
I feel like...
Give me the hoverboard. What the fuck am I doing with this?
That's what I'm saying.
What am I chopping? What am I?
Why do I need this
lightsaber
sword?
Would be I'm tight, but
cutting
if there's
meat,
yeah,
what do you need it
it's
for?
It's totally
on a
illegal
basis.
To use it fun in a fun way.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It would
with
be a nice little weapon to have instead of a gun. You can block bullets
instead of a gun.
Yeah, but you gotta be able to block. Like,
yeah, you gotta be skilled with it, Dion.
Can you block a bullet
you
with a sword?
You gotta be getting shot like, at enough to be like, let me pull
where
out.
Where do you live?
My glow stick.
Like, where do you live?
Put it like this. Someone with a gun would still not be scared.
Yeah.
If you put.
I think they'd be more amazed. Like,
what
whoa!
You do, what you do is you make an example out of a nigga, right? You just go up to somebody that you cut that person in half and be like, hey. Just
now,
so you know,
now you, in
now you
have
life
now
in prison,
prison,
and they have your life.
You have a Darth, you have a Darth Vader mask on. They ain't gonna know it's you.
You're the only nigga with a lightsaber.
So you just go to like Star Wars conventions every month and like hide out there with your Darth Vader mask.
Yeah, but it's a real one. Look, check the shit out. And you can probably make hella money. Like people letting people even just hold it and use it. You can use that and make money.
You'd be
off
a street
it.
Performer.
Somewhat
is on your weapon.
Right.
I feel like the chance of you cutting your own arm off is much higher than actually.
Right.
You would a mistake
so?
With that.
Yeah.
Imagine like pressing it on
the wrong way.
The wrong. I'm gonna just hover right past you.
Like a bullet. On
dead immediately.
Oh man.
And I feel like it's not that fun unless somebody else has a lightsaber.
Right.
Like, you got the
you
only one.
That's true.
You can't even
how
hear
you
that.
You can't
sound.
Even practice because everything you practice against, you cut.
Right.
Did you see that video? It was like two dudes, like a fake video with two dudes with lightsabers. And people were like, why don't they use this on Star Wars? And it's like the dude would cut his lightsaber off right before it got to the sword and then he'd cut it back on so they'd cut the dude's arm off. Did you see that?
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. And I guess it's like dishonorable.
No, I didn't see that.
So instead of hitting it, you cut it off so it goes through and then you cut the arm off.
Yeah. So you got a set of clashing lightsabers.
Oh,
you cut
saying,
yours
why don't
off,
they turn it off
and then you cut it back on and
then you cut
it is,
off.
Yeah.
I'll just take the hoverboard.
Yeah, but then the one that you went through kills you.
Yeah, exactly. That was the point of the block.
I mean, the point is to get just a good hit.
Talk about a video on Instagram, man. Shit, let me just have some fun, man.
Oh, God. Why don't you just not block? And then turn it on. It's like you dead as hell before you can press the button again.
Oh, that's true.
Hoverboard is just
a
good time.
Like, where are you going, though?
I don't have to
walk.
Anywhere.
I've got an electric scooter that I can charge my car far away, and I can
I don't have to walk.
Get back
I can
to my
just
house.
Like,
yeah.
Go to the grocery
where
store?
Are you walking to anyway, Keisha?
Anywhere, from my car to this door. I would have like, floated right to
I'm
the thing.
Damn. It goes 1 mile an hour, though.
Yeah, how fast does it go?
It wasn't that slow.
And you actually have to do your foot like that still.
Yeah, it's like a skateboard. With skateboard with no wheels.
That's low-key trash.
Wait, I thought
it does float.
So you gotta kick off.
In the movie,
though,
it doesn't propel itself forward.
You still have to propel it
forward. Oh, that's garbage. You're right.
But once it propels, then you stay up.
I mean, you'll coast like you would on a skateboard until you stop.
It never touches the ground. It's always just sitting here like this. It doesn't move unless you kick your foot on the ground.
Now you're just looking cool. That's it. You just put me like, hey, you see this? That's all that really is.
Yeah. No, let's do it without the kicks.
How do you stop abruptly?
Right, that's important.
You got didn't I thought Marty McFly like put his.
It's not like a mind thing.
If you're going, I mean, if you're going 1 mile.
No, it's like snowboarding. You just like put it in front of you, like turn it.
Oh, you turn it like.
What if you're like suddenly the light turns green and traffic's going and you can't?
Yeah, they'd probably arrest you. They probably wouldn't have the regulations for just.
But how far above? You're not that high above the ground.
No, you probably not even a foot off the ground. Really,
it's like a foot off the ground.
So can you go above traffic?
No,
if you can,
why not? Because Marty, you remember he had to hold on to the car and he was like,
he stayed very low.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's levitating above a surface, you should technically be, you can be above the cars, right? Yeah,
no, it's pushing air from the ground. That's what's happening.
It's pushing air.
How far
it's
up?
Pushing
the air. That's why it only stays this high up.
Well, what stops it though? Because there's no friction if it's air.
It's like what do you say? Like snowboarding,
this shit
you turn.
Does not
yes,
exist. But,
yes.
We're getting into the scientific. That shit is not true. It can be whatever we want.
Smart Cam. Okay, we don't know how
it can be whatever we want.
I say the hoverboard though. Like maybe that's the laziness in me.
Well,
it's like,
so both you can make money off of. Because even the hoverboard, you'd be like, hey man. I'm charging $40 for rides.
Stop becoming a street
performer. Niggas don't hop on the bird and go way faster than you.
I mean, here's the thing.
Stop panhandling.
But why would I pay you when I can hop on a bird and actually go, how fast
it
go? 20 miles
hover,
an hour.
Keisha. It
doesn't
hover,
but it'll give me where I need to go
but
faster.
It, don't
it doesn't seem the hovering gives you any advantage with this.
It's not giving you advantage.
Cool. Y'all ever hit like a cracker, like a
oh boy,
yeah. Riding a skateboard. Like a rock. I bust something. My lip. He's right on my knee. Mm-hmm. I hit a rock, bust my whole shit open.
So you can go as fast as you want without crashing. You just have to worry about something crashing into you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you guys low key made the hoverboard trash.
That's what I'm saying. So you got to make money over street performer.
I'm going back to lightsaber. I mean, I'm starting a YouTube channel called I Have a Lightsaber.
I was gonna say that's the other thing, and you're just chopping stuff.
Yeah,
all day.
I mean, I can't do anything or illegal.
Low
so.
Key, you could probably go viral.
You could
on
do it
shit.
For like a YouTube channel. You just break, cut up shit with your lightsaber.
That's what I'm saying. People,
people
that's the first
that.
Thing.
What
I
was that
would
called?
Do.
Fruit Ninja? To do with with the.
With anything, iron.
You do it with a
car. It doesn't have to be fruit now.
Yeah.
But then they're just like throwing bowling balls at you, and if you don't, you gotta train a little.
And the other half will hit you in the face.
Because the thing that trained Luke Skywalker in the movie also don't exist. It was like shooting little lasers and shit. So you gotta.
He also had the Force. It makes things easier.
The Force?
Yeah, the Force.
The Force.
Oh, the Force. Right. Yeah, that nigga was magic.
Yeah.
That nigga was fully magic. Yeah.
Man, the scenario, man, it's just trash, man. We can't win on either one.
Yeah, how we make both of these not fun? lightsaber and hoverboard with the rules made it.
Yeah, hoverboard on paper, I was like, that's y'all fire. Hell yeah. I'm down with that. Then you say we got to push the own. We got to. Yeah.
And you got to charge it every 10 minutes.
Dion, we not. You always want to come with something.
You say we got to charge the what?
You got to charge the hoverboard every 10 minutes.
I don't like how these work. Do they both have batteries? Like AA? Like how many AAA is?
If the lightsaber has AA batteries?
If you're using your foot.
A USB-C cord?
Trying to cut some shit in half and the battery dies on you?
It start blinking.
It blinks. It glitch. Click, 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 click.
Oh, my God.
What color would y'all get?
Lightsaber?
Turquoise.
I want a neon purple.
Why all the black Jedi's be getting purple?
You know why the color of royalty.
Why?
Because he wanted to stand out in the wide shots, and they wouldn't be able to see him if he had the same color lightsaber as everyone else. So Samuel L. Jackson was like, I want a purple one.
That's why? I thought all of them just got different
what
lightsabers.
What color was everybody else's?
Well, they built it red into the blue. Lore, but the reason why he had purple is because I want to be able to be seen when the camera's really far away.
What does like purple mean? It's like black belt, yellow belt,
it
brown
doesn't really
belt?
It goes down to like the crystal that you have that you've got to go find as... Jedi.
Oh, that's right.
Wait, Sam Jackson was in this movie?
Yeah. He was in three of them.
He was in every movie.
At one point, he was the lightsaber dudes, Jedi.
Yeah.
And he had a purple one. The original one was green.
I thought it was a thing.
What?
Everybody be... When people say Star Wars, they always refer to this little... It's like a little white thing.
Oh, Yoda.
Right?
Yoda?
R2-D2?
little robot?
Yeah.
That looks like the thing that carries the food now?
That's not the main character. Yeah.
That would be crazy,
I thought
though.
He was, like... All right, whatever.
The main character is Luke Skywalker.
So yeah.
She's so great.
Why haven't you seen these movies, kid? Or I mean, even heard of these things?
It didn't really appeal to, like... Yeah. It was like a really
boring Star Wars.
I know what she's saying. Like, I didn't watch them either, but I know enough about them to be like, oh, this is...
I wasn't even saying Star Wars. I'm just saying she's missed hella movies.
Right. Right.
So am I, low key.
I want to watch her.
Exactly. Because Pappy's talking about me and low key, he ain't saying nothing.
You like.
Keisha, you are the female pet.
You be seeing way less stuff than me, though. So, that's, yeah. So it makes, me, it makes me feel a lot better because I'd be like, I know Star Wars.
But it'd be a bunch of stuff you don't know.
Huh?
But it's stuff that you don't know.
Hella.
That I might know that you don't know.
What's the movie that you should have seen?
I feel like y'all together make one, like, really, really good brain.
What like, movie really, I should have seen? Everything.
What movie have you should have seen that like most people have seen?
Let's
that
see if Keisha
whatever.
Ooh, y'all gonna be mad as hell at whatever I say.
Uh-huh. Have you seen Golden Child?
Nope.
Still haven't.
Have understand.
You seen Golden Child?
I don't even know what that is. I was like, Golden Child.
I
know.
Honestly, then y'all, understandable though. I'm not gonna put that past.
To me and I was like, I'm not going to.
But go ahead if you got.
Oh, I have. Oh, a huge one. Probably piss off even Cam. Boomerang. Never seen it.
I've seen.
Really?
When did you see it, Keisha?
When I was doing Black Card Off Low Waist season 1.
Ah, see, a TV show made her do it. A show made her do it.
That is literally one of the movies that started off like show that black people can be normal. Other than stereotypes.
Yeah. I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. I will say that. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. It was good?
It was good. It's a shame you haven't seen that.
Yeah. See, I throw myself under the bus, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You seen Harlem Nights?
I've seen Harlem Nights.
Have you seen Harlem Nights?
Oh, she looks down.
No. So, I did.
Harlem Nights you should have seen.
Made to watch. I just...
She didn't like it. I remember she didn't like it.
Have y'all seen
it? It wasn't funny. It was a bunch of comedians being normal.
Some of the I've seen a little bit. I haven't seen it all the way through.
Which movie?
And I haven't seen nothing.
I saw. I'll admit this. I didn't see. I saw New Jack City after the meme.
Yeah, I saw New Jack City
really?
2 years ago.
What meme?
Yeah, when he's crying and shooting. Yeah.
And I was like, why was y'all watching this as a kid though?
So y'all was sheltered. Is that it?
No, there was just some movies. I was like, I don't. Well, I have to see this?
No, I guess for us as kids, like, when our parents are watching something, it's just like...
Get your ass in here and watch this with us. This is real life out here.
Nothing else to do.
Yeah. Yeah. They went to the theater. We had to go with them. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
y'all
we couldn't sit at the house. Have y'all seen Jason's lyrics?
Oh.
No,
I wasn't... Have I don't think I was too Lyric? Young to be in a... What is... Yeah. No.
You ever seen Jason?
What is,
oh.
No.
That sounds like a movie I wouldn't see.
I haven't even heard of it before. I feel like I'm further along than Pat. Now that we have this discussion,
you have a show.
How about Baby's Kids?
That actually assisted you to help out because you wouldn't see none of
but
people
made you do all the this. Point.
People tell me, and I'm like, no, now I'm not gonna do it.
It's beside
no,
the
not
point.
How about Baby's Kids?
I've seen parts that. Of Baby's Kids.
Parts of
okay. That was age appropriate at the time. Mm-hmm. But so, why would you sit up watching New Jack City and age doing crack and selling dope? And
what year did
like,
that come out?
I mean, I had crackheads in my family. 90,
we were kids, whatever year.
90.
Oh, because I had parents who loved you, so.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't allowed in a movie theater yet.
Or like Color Purple. I would never let my child watch Color Purple.
You've never seen it as an adult. You know
Kevin
how many times
Kevin Studios come? Is still going to pay for my therapy session
right.
From watching.
It's terrible.
It took me 3 days and a pint of tequila.
Yeah, it's a terrible
a pint?
Movie.
To finish that terrible. Movie.
What movie?
It's Color dark. Purple. It's dark.
And somebody said that was their favorite movie.
Watch.
I was like, you are a
that's crazy.
Is it considered a comedy?
A psychopath.
That's crazy.
No.
Is it considered? There's a lot of funny parts anymore.
No.
It's funny parts when you're older. It wasn't funny parts when you're younger.
Right.
It's like Roots. It's like a hard watch, but you kind of got to do it.
Well, as kids, we had to watch Roots in like elementary school.
That's like making your kids. That's like Meg, you making your two kids sit down and watch Precious right now.
I didn't make it through all the tapes.
Precious is a punishment.
Understandable.
I saw the tapes that were famous. But there was like 7 or 8, right?
Yeah, I didn't watch.
What, did like Kunta grow up or something?
Yeah,
I never
seen. He had a kid, Chicken George, everything.
Yeah. Oh, Chicken George was his kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I never seen Roots.
We call my auntie.
You never seen Roots at all?
No.
I've never seen
anything. I'm never a fan of
black oppression. Never seen anything, any parts of it.
I don't like. I can't do slavery movies at all.
That was like one of the first.
I cannot watch.
Yeah, that was so early on.
No, I have to watch it because it keeps me angry.
I can't even do Jim Crow style. Like I never seen Selma.
You couldn't do slave movies as a kid either.
Yeah, just Selma.
We didn't have a choice.
But it's like I'll read it and I'll know my history. I can't watch that. It will.
Yeah.
What is it about black oppression that like we keep making? I was like, is it important?
A lot of times we don't make it. Steven Spielberg made Amistad.
But is it important? That like y'all gotta watch this.
I don't think it's important. I don't think
Emancipation. Go watch that, y'all. Like
I don't think it's that. I think what it is one. It does solid at the box office. So I think when it comes
to... They love seeing black people getting whipped.
White people go like this. What makes money? We know for sure slave movies has historically made us money. Let's make a slave movie.
But and then I also think there's different generations of it because
for sure,
like you know, my parents watched Roots, right? My dad right. watched Roots, and then here I go. Like for us, what was it? We had like Amistad when I was a kid, mm-hmm. and like as we're getting old, like there's Hotel every Rwanda. Generation has a different one. But then you're alive for a mm-hmm. lot of them, so you're like, why do we keep making?
So why don't y'all just keep watching the old ones?
Now, because I wasn't watching Roots growing up, like that was mm-hmm. something my dad watched. So yeah. it's like, so I get it because to me, we don't need to forget, right? We do need to have that. It still
that.
Needs yeah. to be raw. That still that raw feeling still
just
needs
so you
to
know,
be there,
yeah.
right? But at mm-hmm. the same time, it's like I don't want to see these all the time. Like,
and also too, you don't want to live in that mindset of like, all right, this is how we are too.
Yeah, yeah,
you want
yeah.
to be like, all right, this has happened, and let's just know that we have to be prepared that this could happen, possibly happen again. So just mm-hmm. know.
I felt the same way with Avatar. I was like, white people wild.
Yeah.
Both of them. I was like, white people, why y'all keep coming here?
Is it slavery?
Acting the fool.
Is slavery in there?
I mean, it's technically
it's,
like
it's
white
more
stuff.
It's more closer like the Native American.
Yeah, Native American. Yeah.
That would be crazy
You've
if they were just
Avatar?
Like.
That's not
that. I haven't seen Avatar either.
That's
I can't.
The first
the
one?
First one?
I haven't seen the first one.
It's been over like 20 years.
You don't need to see the first one to see the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I missed it once I missed
the three. That's what everybody said about
the second one is the
Creed, and I was like.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to see these.
Yeah.
Like, why people keep coming here? Like, we want that.
And somebody told me that
and
about
taking
top colonization. And I was lost.
And is, imagine is that what? Happened, though. They, like, oppressed every race and was just, like,
I mean,
blue now.
I mean, what if...
Let's fuck up these blue people. What
next? But, I mean, it only kind of started with it in Web3. What's it called? The virtual, what do they call the virtual world?
Meta
world, yeah. It was already starting some shit in there. People were getting beat up and jumped, like...
That ain't getting jumped in the metaverse.
What? Take the mask off.
Get
Take the
like
mask.
They're going to oppress in there too. I think they went. All right, let's see.
Might as well
it's
fake.
Right. It's fake. Right. That's gonna be the excuse.
Colors.
Might as well stay real
life. Would you pick a lightsaber or
oh,
the hoverboard?
Shit.
No, I feel that.
I'm back.
Give me the hoverboard. I just. I don't want to be responsible for a lightsaber. I don't feel safe enough and equipped enough. To have that in my possession.
Me too. That's why I'm picking it. Yes, lightsaber.
Give me the lightsaber. That hoverboard trash. Y'all ruined it.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, I'll pick. I think. The lightsaber. I would get that because I would sell it. Because okay. I'd be like, I got a real lightsaber. You can come test it out.
You're
I'm charging
you.
Some supervillain has it.
You gonna be an accessory to
that ain't my problem. As long as you don't kill me with it. I'm like, yeah. Here's the rules.
That'd be so messed up.
You can take it takes over New
and
York.
As soon as he get caught, he gonna be in there first 48. So Keenan,
$600. That's all you sold.
I need the money back.
$600.
Need my half of the rent.
This is alien technology.
What you choosing, Dion?
Because of the weight restriction on the hoverboard.
That should be scraping on the ground like.
It's just. It looks like. Hey, are you going snowboarding? Guys. It's a hoverboard.
Where's Dion at? Follow the trail. Where Dion's at?
Oh, just keep scraping the ground.
It just looks exactly like a snowboard.
And he's like 1 pound too heavy for it, dude. He's like, what?
Oh,
what?
My
no,
gosh.
I'm weight restriction.
So I can't. You can move, but you can kind of drag in the back.
Okay, so lightsaber. Yeah. Looks like the lightsabers have it. Thank you all for joining us today for this episode of Squadcast. Thank you, Keisha E. Thank you, Keenan Baker. Thank you so much, Dion Lack. And of course, myself, Patrick Cloud. Thank y'all for watching All Deaf Squadcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, and share. We'll see you next week. Bye. Peace.